Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Hi, this is Brant Vauder, Acting Secretary of the School Land Commission. Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Each October, state school land is leased for agricultural, farming, and grazing, as well as for outdoor sport and recreational use. More than 500 tracts in 32 counties will be offered for lease. On Wednesday, October 23rd at 10 a.m., we will be in Lawton at the Great Plains Tech Center, where 73 tracts in Grady, Stevens, Comanche, and Cotton counties will be leased. For more details, log on to our website at www.clo.ok.gov. and follow the prompts for 2019 annual lease auction information or call 1-888-35-LANDS for all auction locations and times. School land leases are a great opportunity for hunting, fishing, grazing, or farming, and the money benefits Oklahoma schools and colleges.
The live cattle bounced back into the close in most contracts. The only one in the red was the October feeders, down 40 at 145.15, but November 17 higher, 146.22. And out there in the spring, March, April, May, were anywhere from steady to 30 higher. The March contracts are reaching their highest levels since before the Tyson fire, and even going back into the summer months. And even the late spring here back in May on the March of 2020 feeders. So the markets are becoming a little bit overbought, more so in the live cattle than feeder cattle. Live cattle today out there, like in the Aprils, for instance, 121.72, up 57. And that closed on their highs, and also the highest level since back in about April. And that market's nearing the 75% on the relative strength index, so there is some overbought conditions here in some people's opinion. The box beef market was up 52 today at noon, 217.74. Select was at 190.47, up $1.14. That choice select spread has really been increasing since the first quarter. It's come up about $20 to $23 a hundred since the first quarter of 2019. And then the hogs rallied today up $2.97 at 72.10.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
The grain markets fell on hard times today. Corn was 3 to 4 lower, beans about 7 to 7.5 lower. Chicago wheat down 2 to 3, Kansas City down 3 to 4. There is some skepticism surrounding the Chinese agreement, as nothing is in writing, and there's still, it sounds like, a lot to be negotiated in terms of how much they're going to buy. But Treasury Secretary Mnuchin said that additional tariffs are likely to go into place in December if there is no trade deal. So we still got that lingering problem on the horizon. This afternoon, we've got the crop progress report, which would normally have been on Monday. It was delayed a day, but corn harvested is estimated somewhere between 20 and 25% complete. Normally, it would be 27, so we're not that far behind at this point, but ongoing and forecasted rainfall could continue to slow harvest for corn and beans. Bean harvest, 23 to 27% expected. The five-year average is 35%, so we are behind, but not just terrible at this point. And then the NOPA crush report was about 152 million bushels. Now, last month, which was lower than the expectations of about 162, so that was a little bit disappointing there for the bean crush.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Therefore, carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.